Late last week, the one remaining major body of Catholic priests signed on to the American bishops' zero-tolerance policy on sex abuse. But the somewhat reluctant approval by the Conference of Major Superiors of Men, an umbrella organization for the 21,000 priests and brothers in Catholic religious orders, left some victims' organizations worried about the group's commitment to zero tolerance. Part of the reason was a speech by the president of the Conference of Major Superiors of Men, the Reverend Kenise Connors. He joins us now from Rensselaer, New York. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much, John.
Reverend Connors, in your speech, you criticized the bishop's statement calling the term zero tolerance a war slogan, and you said by using it, the bishops had evaporated the realities of repentance, conversion, and reconciliation, and abandoned what Jesus stood for, that is, the miracle of grace. Some people saw that as sort of hedging whether you're really committed to zero tolerance. Can you tell us what you were thinking when you said those words and what's behind them?
There's no tolerance at all for any action that abuses a child sexually. The tolerance expression, I felt, collectivized all abusers as if they are one category. And after being involved 25 years in treatment programs for these abusers, I feel there's a real distinction among them, distinctions that are recognized now by the treatment community.
Are you saying that some of these abusers should be allowed to come back into the priesthood or to serve in some way in the church?
I believe that there is a way they can serve within the church. Speaking now about churches being religious orders, for instance, in our community, we have a nursing facility for our older friars. They could work there. We have archivist positions. They can work there. And other religious orders have similar kind of opportunities, which do not call in question public ministry, but still allow them to remain in the community and part of the community where we can continue to exercise effective supervision over them.
One critic of the statement said that it could also be seen as an unnuanced commitment to maintain rapists and sodomists in our midst. When do we make it clear that we've exercised some judgment in removing them from our midst?
I think we are not talking about all rapists in this case. That's why I want to continue emphasizing not every abuser is the same as the other. There are instances where a person has abused once or a couple of times and has changed his life.
But is there not a way that you could forgive and allow an abuser to feel what you call the miracle of grace and still say you can't work as a priest anymore? Forgiveness isn't tied to employment, is it?
No, it's not, and it is not the right of any religious order or myself as provincial to give permission to any person to exercise ministry. Bishops do that, and we agree with them that that should be withdrawn. But I'm talking about a religious member took vows to live in my community for his entire life. He's a family member. Like all families, we're a place when you got to go there, they got to take in.
Now, the Conference of Major Superiors of Men signed on to this zero-tolerance policy, but what you've described for us seems quite a ways from what the bishops had in mind when they approved this policy earlier this summer. So to what extent have you signed on to the bishops' policy?
Once it goes through the approval of Rome, there's no question we'll be obedient to it.
But what you've described to us seems a long way from what Bishop Wilton Gregory announced after the approval of the policy. That is, he said, from this day forward, no one known to have sexually abused a child will work in the Catholic Church in the United States. But you're suggesting something different from that.
I'm suggesting that the intent of the policy was to preclude the presence of any sex abuser in a public ministry, taking care of people in parishes, for instance. We're not saying that. We're saying that we're talking about our membership, religious order members, staying within the community and doing work within the religious communities.
Thanks very much for being with us, Reverend Connors.
You're most welcome.
The Reverend Kenise Connors is president of the Conference of Major Superiors of Men. He joined us from Rensselaer, New York.